Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome to the Life and Torah of our leaders. Every other Tuesday, Be'ez Hashem. Special welcome to our Torah Anytime viewers and listeners that will Be'ez Hashem be joining this year. This series has been sponsored by Rabbi Yitzchak Saflis of Bottom Line Marketing Group as a schus for himself, his family, the listeners, and Gans Klal Yisrael. Today's Lag Ba'Omer Tov Shin Pei Vav. So, in our previous year, we spoke about the Keren Oira, Rabbi Yitzchak Minkowski, and today we're going to speak about his brother, his older brother, Rabbi Yaakov Bruchin, otherwise known as the Mishkanes Yaakov. So the Keren Oira, Rabbi Yitzchak Minkowski, and Rabbi Yaakov Bruchin were brothers. The Keren Oira and the Mishkanes Yaakov. As we said last time, Mishkanes Yaakov was Nifter in 1844, Vav Kislev. So the Yichus, we already spoke about in the previous year on the Keren Oira, so you could listen to that share if you have not yet, to hear the yichus of these two brothers. What's interesting, we said last time that really the family name was Shik. Perhaps Rabbi Yitzchak, as we said last time, was called Minkowski because he came from Minsk, perhaps. Rabbi Yaakov Bruchin, so it would seem that his father's name was Reb Aaron ben Reb Baruch, as we said last time, and it would seem perhaps that the family name or the nickname Bruchin came because of the grandfather Baruch, so they're called Bruchin, like the sons or family of Baruch. But we said last time also, it seems that the family name originally was Shik. So that's why he's called Rabbi Yaakov Bruchin. Now, he was born in Minsk in Tav Kuf Mem Aleph in 1780, it seems. Again, just like with the Keren Oira, we don't know exactly when he was born. However, his son writes that in the beginning of the year, Tav Reish Hei, 1844, the end of 1844, the beginning of Tav Reish Hei, he was 64 years old, which would make it that he was born in about, in 1780 Baruch. Now, as we said last time, in the Akdom of the Keren Oira tells us that as a young child, he was known as the Eloi Kivnei Sheish V'Sheva, Koru Niflois B'Limudam, 6 or 7, and over there it's referring about both the Keren Oira and the Mishkanes Yaakov. As we said last time, they were 7 years apart, I think it was. The Keren Oira was 7 years younger than his brother. It almost sounds to me like the sons didn't know how old their uncle and their brother and his brother, their uncle and their father was, just the way they wrote it, as if they were the same age, as we said last time. So, at the age of 6 or 7, they showed unbelievable niflois in their limudim. Ziknei Ir Minsk, as we said last time also, from the Akdama to the Keren Oira, the elders of the city Minsk, Sipralon, who told us, Kibimei Narusa, Mitznak, Ruachem, Eilu, Ze'avinu, Imachiv, Hagoyin, Marizal, that these two brothers, our father, the Keren Oira, with his brother, Marin Rav Yaakov, that's the Mishkanes Yaakov, who we're talking about, they're going to be wonders in Klal Yisrael, and their glory is going to shine like the sun, B'tzaharayim. Now, as we said last time, when Yeshivas V'lozhin was established, now I said last time it was 1807, so I was corrected, that it was really earlier in 1802. The building was 1807. The reason I said 1807 was I was just following what it said in the Toldos, in the beginning of the Mishkanes Yaakov, from one of the descendants of the Keren Oira, from a family member, it said 1807. In a different Toldos, it said obviously 1802. So that's the different disparities of the number that I said. But what changes is that, as I said last time, he was 26 when he went to Yeshivas V'lozhin, and now it comes out it was maybe closer, at least 22 he was when V'lozhin was established, and he went to learn in V'lozhin, and he was considered one of the greatest of the Talmidim of Rav Chaim V'lozhiner, when they describe the great Talmidim, Mr. Mishkanes Yaakov, and the Nachlas David, who was much younger than him, like 14 years younger than him. So he was at least 22 when he went there. He wasn't just a bacher anymore, or a young bacher anymore. In the Sefer Toldos Rabbeinu Chaim V'lozhin, they bring there in a footnote from Reb Meir Slutsker, that said b'shem his father, Reb Yossel Slutsker, who was a Talmud of Reb Chaim V'lozhiner, that the Mishkanes Yaakov was more of a Talmud Chaver of Reb Chaim V'lozhiner, and in Pamim Achadus, there were times that Reb Chaim Elazar was mechabed him with saying shiurim in the yeshiva. So that's why he's known as one of the greatest talmidim of Reb Chaim Elazar. One of the greatest talmidim. In Yerodea, at the end of Simon Memvav, he says, V'itzati ksas midvorem elu lifnei meri v'rabi agoin merin Reb Chaim. Some of these things I told my Rebbe, and he many years ago, and he was maskin. I heard this many years ago. I'd heard this, that Reb Chaim said in the name of his brother Reb Zalman Volozhiner. What's the tshuva talking about? Reb Chaim said b'shem his brother, a limud tzchus on those who are lenient when it comes to chadash and yasha. In Siman Ayin Zayin, he writes, Kvar heir b'zeh, merein v'rabi, hagoyin merein Reb Chaim Zalman Volozhin. And in the same Siman, he writes, v'zeh kamashonim, kasav l'mayri, hagoyin merein Reb Chaim Zalman mokoyim zu. I wrote years ago to my Rebbe the stira of these two psakim leikas of Latarza, but he didn't write an answer to answer this question that I had. So he was the Talmud of Elazar. How long he was the Talmud of Elazar, we do not know. It would seem that in the beginning of his, so to speak, career after Volozhin, he was a businessman, and it seems in a moment, as we'll see, he was very successful and rich. In Akdama to Mishkanes Yaakov, he writes, "Vavka machare matzoni tlois rabbis, many calamities found me. Bikoid yikoid eish kol beis mo'ini, vatiloche choesh kol ruchushi vohoini." Says a fire came and it ignited my house. And it consumed all rechushi v'hayni, all of my property and all of my wealth. Like I said, it seems like he was successful, and he was saying all my wealth was lost. Svarai, my svarim v'harbi chidushi ha'yil machayles, and many chidushim were consumed by the fire. So it sounds like he was very successful, but the fire destroyed his house and all of his possessions. So he said, "Ade samuni heino noiches karam Hashem tzvokos liris biyakov amoy," until Hashem put me to watch his vineyard and to shepherd his klal Yisrael of humus alay olat tzibur v'derdasam, and then the yoke of the tzibur was put on me, and all the tirdus and the bother, so to speak, of becoming a rav was now put on me because I lost all of my money in the fire. Now, how old was he when all this occurred? We don't know. But in the Akdama to Karen Ira that we mentioned before, so after they talk about the two brothers, they write, "They deinu hagoyim rein Rabbi Yaakov Zal, our uncle Rabbi Yaakov, oid be'ivuv yomav niskabu la'vezdim b'david hordek." When he was still be'ivuv yomav, the blossoming of his days. So he was still young. How young was he? I don't know. He's, as we'll see, he was all of 43 when he became Rav in Karlin. So he was a Rav before this. So let's say he was in his 30s. We know at 22 he came to Volozhin. He also was a businessman who made a lot of money and then lost it and then became a Rav. And they still call it Be'ivuv Yomav. I don't know how old Ivuv Yomav is, but it sounds like he was young. So this all happened very quickly, it would seem to me, that he was accepted as the Rav of this place called David Horduk, David Grodok, it's called in Polish. It's in southern Belarus of today, about 90 kilometers east of Pinsk. So that's what they write. So when he was young, he was accepted as the Rav in this place, Umisham, and from there, Shalach has Divrei Terasel Rav Agayna Mefursim Rein Rav Ephraim Zalman Margolis Mibrod, that he sent his Torah to the Beis Ephraim. So this is when he became the whole Machlaikas with the Erevin, as we're going to talk about later, his famous Machlaikas, Mishkanes Yaakov and Beis Ephraim, happened when he was a Rav in this place. He was a very young man. So let's say in his 30s he was. Now the Beis Ephraim was born in 1760. So he was a good 20 years older than him, and he was a gadol from a very young age, from the Gedali Hadar. So he sent, that's where he sent his ksavim, so the children of the Karen Ira, right? And through this Shakla Vitaria and this exchange of letters is how he became Mefursam as one of the Gaini Yisrael. So at a young age, in his 30s, is when this took place, and this, so to speak, brought him to the forefront as from the Gedolei Yisrael. And the Beis Ephraim in Arachaim Chavav, he has 26 pages on this inyan of Erevin, but in the middle he says, V'chol ma'a sh'tarachti le'tarachti el'shul yedidi, ha'chocham ha'sholem ha'choruf u'boki b'chedri Torah, reign of Yaakov, mikak harduk. So this is, he says, I'm writing this, and he writes these unbelievable flowing, glowing terms about the Mishkanus Yaakov. And Yerodea Simin Vav, the Beis Ephraim writes, Eleman Avas, Klilas, Yedid Nafshi Arava Chorev Ubaki Bechadri Torah, Yodav Rav Lo Isha Kolbay Merino of Yaakov. He says, when he flays al Godesh Kedase, I wonder, he's such a, he's a person who has great Shkeda, Eich Nelme Mimenu, so how did he miss whatever Maramakam he said? So this is the Beis Ephraim who has a lot of harocha for the Tiferes Yaakov, who was 20 years younger than him. Now, this is going to, we'll see later a tshuva that even the Rav of Karlin sent him about an aguna in those days. So you see, he already made it onto the map in Haraduk, as they call it, or David Haraduk, on the map as one of the Gedolim. In the Akdamah to Karen Ira that we were just quoting, it says that afterwards, Oznis Kabbal Av Bezdin Bekarlin, our Karlin is 120 kilometers west of David Harduk. So like we said, Pinsk is 90 kilometers west, and Karlin is another 30 kilometers past that. So Karlin and Pinsk are near each other, are very near each other. That's why Pinsk-Karlin, they go together. Shama hifiar tarasa, there the light of his Torah went out. Shama hei reine chacham and shuvaizov, there he enlightened the eyes of the chamin with his shuvas, and that's where he was known, as he became much more famous in Karlin. Now, what year did he become the Rav in Karlin? In the Sefer Pinsk, Edus vizikarn lekilas Pinsk Karlin, in Hara 840 and Hara 138, they have there a hamlatza that the Rabbani Pinsk wrote for one of the Mishulachim, Reb Shlomo ben Yisrael, and it was dated Yom Chav Zayin Shvat Tav Kuf Pei Dalid, which is 1824, and Reb Yaakov ben Marin Rav Avram Chayf Pei Ka Karlin is signed on it. So he was all of 43 years old when he became the Rav of Karlin. 43, 44, that neighborhood. In Tav Kuf Pei Vav, just 2 years later, there was the parsha called the Get from Pinsk. Again, Pinsk and Karlin were near each other, and they had a lot to do with each other. So the Rav of Pinsk was Reb Chaim Kayin. Reb Chaim Kayin was already Rav many years earlier in Tav Kuf Ayin. Again, this is Tav Kuf Pei Vav. So 16 years earlier, he already gave Haskama to the Chayadim. If you have a Chayadim, that's one of the Haskamas is from Chaim Ben Arav, Reb Peretz Katz, Chayfe Pai Kak Pinsk, in the year Tav Kuf Ayin. So this Reb Chaim Kayin was Mesader a get, and Rabbi Yaakov, the Mishkas Yaakov, was Ma'ara on the kashas of the get, and the Mishkas Yaakov, Chuvas Evan Ezra, Lamed Ches Temem Aleph, those four Chuvas over there, and the Beis Ephraim was involved, also Nev Ezra, Tinyana, Aleph to Ayin, Ayin to Ayin Beis, those three Chuvas, the Beis Ephraim was Machsherit, after the Reb Chaim Kayin wrote to the Beis Ephraim that he's having trouble with it, and in a letter dated Yud Beis Cheshvan Tav Kuf Pei Dalet. Now realize the Beis Ephraim was Besayf Yamav then, he was older, he was Nifter in Tav Kuf Pei Ches, only a few years later. The Beis Ephraim writes to Reb Chaim Kayin, Behetzer li al dvar, shenitzdar seitzadik, I'm pained on the pain that you're having, that Oirim, that people were Ma'ir on the get is kosher, b'li pikbuk. He says, right now I'm not very strong, v'rochish chiloi, I'm shaking, and my hands shake, because I wrote these few lines, Lasis Ritzayin Tzadik for you, Umachmas Rega Lichas Apost, and I have to write quickly because the mailman is living. But he was at the end of his life already, in his mid-60s, and so the Beis Ephraim was being Mechazer Reb Chaim Kayin. At the end, there was a kinnus of the Dayanim of Pinsk and Karlin got together in the Lashon Reb Chaim Kayin with Asifas Haloimdim. The Loimdim got together, they went through the whole Parsha again, and they were Machshu the Get, and this Reb Chaim Kayin was trying to send a letter to Kivager to get him to be Maskim to the Heter as well. I don't think we have a tshuva from Kivager on it, but this was a big deal, and it was all from the Mishkas Yankov's error, and clearly taken very seriously. His son in the Hakdama to his Sefer, into the Mishkas Yankov, has a second Sefer, Kilos Yankov, as we'll talk about at the end of the Shir. He writes, After the Akdama, there's a mispaid mar, and he writes about his father, Hayraisov Amaisov Atoivim, his psakim and his good deeds, Uveitsoisov Anachaychis, and his eitzas he gave people, Bekamakim Galusa Shaman Sanusa, where his greatness is, that's where his humility is, Minichelei Nitkeruacha Beis Kodshai, Kiyagia, anyone who was downtrodden came to his house, Himtzi Navshe Aleiche Aleim Ledaber Alibam, he would make himself available to talk to them, Dvarim Arevim, sweet words, Vishtatev Pitzaram, and he shared in their pain, Laman Hosser Mitam Itzon Rucham, that he should remove from them their sadness, Laman Yasimo Bashem Ksalam, V'yichalkeleim, and to put their faith in Hashem, Hashem will provide for them. And he continues, says, Hagon HaGdoyle, he was a great protection for our city. Kishachem B'Seichenu Kedosh Yisrael, Hu Hegim Badeinu, he protected us, this holy person. He says, it was obvious to everyone, Goydul Yisurim Asher Chai Imam Koy Mechayav, the great Yisurim, afflictions that he had and pain he had his whole life. Heim Heginu Aleinu, those Yisurim are what protected us. Chaviven Hayu Alav, the Yisurim were chaviv to him. V'higbra Aleim, and he overcame them, V'lamad Torah Mitoichoy V'tzarei, and he learned Torah from Mitoich while he was sick and through his pain. And again, that's in the Mispeid Mar. In the Hakdama, his son writes, Kasher yoda l'chol goydul chalishos gufay, how weak he was, v'rakas mezgan, he was very sensitive, nature to him and tendency, asher echaya b'zeh kol yamav, and it seems that he was very sick, everyone, they will see in a moment, he himself also stressed this numerous times, it seems he was a very weak and sensitive, physically sensitive person, and was sick his whole life. In the shiur on Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, you can listen back to that shiur, talking about people coming to his house. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan needed to become a little bit more meforsam, and he didn't have any money. He ended up in the Mishkanus Yaakov's house, and eventually, a little bit later, the Mishkanus Yaakov told the city of Brezhe that they should take him as a Rav, and there was a Yedidus between Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan and Mishkanus Yaakov, probably because of that, and Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan brings in his tshuvas many, many times from the Mishkanus Yaakov. In Akdamah to Karen Oira that we were quoting before, it says, Vaidenu B'chaim, while he was still alive, Hitfis as Chiburai, he printed his Sefer HaMahulol, the praiseworthy Sefer Mishkanes Yaakov. That was in the year Tav Kuf, Tzadi, Ches 1838. In Akdamah, the Mishkanes Yaakov writes, V'hum Esalai Ol Tzibur V'Tirdasim, like we said before, that he lost his money, and the yoke of the Tzibur and their Tirdas, were placed on him. Gam koichi umizgi yafim ma'id. Again, he says, my strength and my mezeg is very soft. Ki yadua l'chol boi shari ami, like everybody knows about me. Ba'avr lehar bishonim shel tzaru machav, had many years of pain and ailments. Baruch Hashem asher hitzol mitzilim mitzilonim mikol tzara, thank you Hashem who saved me. Oidcha Hashem ki onaf to be, and I praise Hashem even though that he was angry at me and he gave me these tzaras. But then he continues, he says, Alkei maharoi l'chalish asher zikoy Hashem beizu chidushem lamitoi shal teira. Any person who Hashem gave him the schus to be mechav in lamitoi shal teira, locha kaysal sefer chuka, he should write it in a sefer, lebal yov kanesher, so it shouldn't fly away like a bird. Pseidu d'lehadar, it's a loss that cannot be retrieved. Umeroi locha yisalav shalayayvat, a person has to be careful, and he should be careful that he shouldn't lose his chidushim. Kashi yichas ha'adam alhayna, just a person's concern to make sure he doesn't lose his money and his wealth. The same thing with his Torah. Ulitam Zen, he says, therefore, Sadarti Advarim B'Ksav, that's why I was Mesader, my words in writing. Im Ki L'Chalishos Mizgi, even though because I'm so, I'm a weak person, I have a weak tendency. Uklei HaMichtav Hayalei L'Torach Gadol, and writing was very hard for me. It was a very big bother, he says. But I still did it because of what I'm saying, that it should be something that doesn't get lost. He says, that's why sometimes I write briefly, sometimes I write longer. It really depended on how I felt and my strength. And for another reason, he says, it's possible, someone who's ma'ayin will find some of my words, find in a sefer that's recent from the previous generations, close to our times. He says, but I'm not involved in, I don't learn Heintig is Svarim, as we would say. It doesn't mean Heintig, it means even in Svarim that are close to his generation. It's much of a bother. Sounds like it had to do also because it took extra strength from him. Halavai nucha lotzis decha v'seinim v'divra rishayinim. Halavai, we could be yoytzei our obligation in the words of the rishayinim. And therefore, I'm going to bring my words, Lutfus, to print them. There'll be a Teheles for people who are like my age. I don't know why exactly he means that. Or for Talmidim, he says, when you write a Sefer, it's as if you're teaching Talmidim, as if you're teaching Talmidim. It reminds me, the Levush writes like that also. The Levush in his Akdama, one of his Svarim, he says that there were no Talmidim to teach, so he decided to write Svarim, because that's if he can't teach the Talmidim, he'll write a Sefer. Listen to these words, they should ring familiar. And it's roi for any person, that anything Hashem gave him, he should be meitiv, he should be good, and give gam luzulasei to other people. Baby kinyanim gufnim, whether it's in physical acquisitions, heim benafshim, whether it's ruchniyastika, things a person has. This is why a person is created, to give and help others. This reminds us of Reb Chaim Volozhiner telling Reb Itzel Volozhiner. Reb Itzel says, my father used to tell me, Tamid, give me Musar Tamid. So you hear Reb Chaim Volozhiner in his Talmud, the Mishkas Yaakov, Mamish, this is the words that he's saying, the exact same thing. The Karasi Shem Mishkanes Yaakov. Why did I call it Mishkanes Yaakov, the dwelling place of Yaakov? Yankiza Iker Mishkani Kai Mecheldi. This was my Iker dwelling all of my life. And he signs it Chaf Elul, Chaf Ches Elul, Tzadi Zayin Yud Yud Nun, like Tzadi Zayin. The letter Tzadi, and then Zayin spelled out, which is the year Tavkuf Tzadi Zayin, Paikak Karlin. Now it's interesting. They all say that he has mamish the derech of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Like, Clark, are you able to see? I'm not a buck in Reb Chaim Volozhiner, I'm not a buck in Mishkas Yaakov, but I'll tell you that's how they all write in the Akdamas and things like that, that you mamish see as arois the derech of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. What I could say is as follows. In Tshuvas Chut HaMishulash of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Simchov Gimel, I think it's the last tshuva there, he has a tshuva about Esrig Hayor Kikarsi, a green Esrig. And at the end, his Einikul, who put out the Chut HaMesholosh, writes, I found this Tshuva ben Kisvei Adoni Avi Zekeini Zatzal, and my Zedis Ksavim, ulefi anira meriata delishna. And it looks like from the Lashon, umi birur de Shmaitz, and the way he goes through the Sugya, da nira kizemi piv yotzu advar me'elo, that it's his. He wasn't sure, but it seems that way. However, the Mishkanes Yaakov Orachaim Kufnun Vav is the exact same tshuva, kimat mila b'mila, a couple different words here added in, kimat mila b'mila. Now Hayois, they say that the Mishkanes Yaakov printed his tshuva b'chayav, so he knew what he was printing. So he was printing his own tshuva. So it would seem then this is not Reb Chaim Volozhiner's tshuva, it's the Mishkanes Yaakov. B'stam, he sent it to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, and Reb Chaim Volozhiner had a copy of it. But what I want to bring out from that is that if the Einikul could make a mistake and think that it's Reb Chaim Volozhiner's tshuva, so then, you see clearly, Taka, that he has the derech of Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Now, it's interesting that in that tshuva of Akyar Kikarsi, he brings the word, the Divrei HaZayar. I don't know Reb Chaim Volozhiner's tshuvas, if he brings the Zayar LaHalacha, so we'll see the Mishkanes Yaakov did that a lot, but Vaisachais, it didn't bother Reb Chaim Volozhiner's Einikul that the Zayar was brought there in this tshuva LaHalacha. In numerous tshuvas, he brings divrei kabbalah sifrei hazayir b'chaim vital. For example, in Arachaim Peites and Mishkas Yankov about being soymech gula l'tvila, if Meirav is a Rishus, Meirav is a Chayva, at the end he says, Rav Shimon Yechai, today's Lag Boimer is the day that's the celebration of Rav Shimon Bar Yechai's Torah in the Zayar. So today's the day that we should be learning and talking about Rav Shimon Bar Yechai. So he says here, the Mishkas Yankov, Rav Shimon Bar Yechai Zal, that's my Soyver b'Zayar, b'kama m'kaimas tvilas arvis Rishus. So he's bringing that into the halachic discussion. In Arachaim Lamed Vav Lamed Zayin, this is fascinating too. In Lamed, there's a printing mistake. It says it goes from Lamed Vav to Lamed Ches, Lamed Ches. So the middle one that's Lamed Ches is really Lamed Zayin. So in Lamed Vav, he's talking about Shabbos and Yontif, if it's his man's filling. In Lamed Zayin, he's talking about Chol HaMoed. And he has a Richus Gedol. It's 10 pages long there to be Mevar, the words of the Zayar. And he's talking about, he says, the minig in Klai Yisrael for Doiris Ashkenaz minig was to put on tefillin. Rak acher kach motzu maimer echel Reb Shimon Bar Yochai b'sefer HaZayir sho'isur l'anicham. They found one maimer that says you're not allowed to put them on. You're not allowed to put them on. Now, he's very upset over there. He's very upset because he brings that the Ramami Panoi Herich Ma'oid Bignus Mechayvim. He talks very down to those who are Mechayiv. V'diber Sora L'Rav Marshal Zal, and he writes things about the Marshal. He says Dvar Mashaloi Ya'isu Lichtei Val Talmid Metamid Marshal. These are things you should even write on a Talmud of the Talmidei Marshal. Kol Shekein Alav Asher Kol Yisrael Holchem La'Iray. Everyone in Klal Yisrael goes La'Iray Ula. So he says that, I don't see if I'm quoting that correctly, if I could find it quickly here, the tshuva.
He says, in the following tshuva, we're going to explain the depth of the words of the Marshal.
So he's very upset that the Mekubalim are coming against the Minig of Klal Yisrael and the Marshal specifically. And he says, and he continues, and he says, Amim Rabim Ibnei Derenu Nekalam Lazay Minig Avisayim. This was the Minig of Ashkenaz and Alpirashi and the Bali HaTosfos, and now they found this and they're leaving Minig Avisayim. Uprat Beroisim Dibra Mekubalim Atshishov HaMinig Ben Yoyde Sifri LeChasidus Shleanich. And Mamish became a Minig. Now they changed. They left over the Minig of their fathers, and they changed not to put on tefillin mibli havin, without really understanding. Asher inhigo avitzenu rabbeinu agdam zayos megimel me'ashana. He says over 300 years. This is the minig of Rabbi Eseinu Hagedolim. Asher gambi skalus hazayar, and they also knew about the zayar. The zayar was around 300 years ago. V'kulam roi v'leiratzu l'shanais, and all these big gedolim, the rishanim, they did not want to change. So now we have a problem. L'chayr, if it's so mamish keneged desire, why don't they want to change? Asher akein osati alibi lidrash, and he goes on for 10 pages. And listen today, Lag Baimer, if you want to be ma'ir of the schus of Shem Bayichai, open up the Mishkas Yaakov, Simon Lamed Zayin, go look through tshuva, fascinating tshuva over there. At the end, he comes out, I think the Shem Bayichai is l'shitasai, that Cholamayit has a din like Yontif, but we, the Bavli, we hold that Cholamayit has more din like Rish Chaydesh, and Memel, that's going to be the machlaikas about putting on tefillin or not. But it's a fascinating tshuva, but he's going mamish to that the paiskim should not be keneged the zayar to farvazach the marshal farvazach of Shimon Bar Yochai v'chahena. In heaven Ezer Yud Aleph, that's what we said before. There's a shaila that the rav of Karlin, he writes shaila huvas lefanei oydan yisu b'kak hardik, when I was in my first rabbanus meis kvoid a rav agoyin manoach reider of Shmuel Abezin to Karlin bidvar yisha aguna. So the Rav of Karlin, Rav Agoin, sent him a shaila about an aguna, again, when he was much younger, there in Haradok. He was ready from the Gedolah. Now, someone asked me, Yedidi Reb Shalom, asked me, do we know any connection beside the Mishka Sakram of the Karen Ora with the Rebbes of Karlin? The Beis Aharon was the Rebbe of Karlin at the time, or part of the time. Do we know any connection? I don't know, but he found me a maramakam, and shkoyach to him, in Kovitz Beis Aharon Yisrael, Tzadi Aleph Amukuf Memches, talking about the minhag of Karlin, is that they always do Beis Neshimas by Shvarim Trua. They always do Beis Neshimas, like the Ramah says to do, not like the Mechaber that says you do the first set with Neshimacha, second set with Neshimas, to be Yotzi Boshitas. So the minhag of Karlin is to do both of them. And then he says, he's trying to figure that out, why is that? He says he found the Mishkas Yankov, and whoever's writing this, in Simen Kuf Nun Gimel, that's Mitame and the Mechaber, and he holds like the Ramah, and this person in the Kovitz of Beis Aharon Yisrael writes, Reish Mokum Leimar, Demoran Admar Azokin Kovav, Inim Yenhogam Zeh, Bistamach al Mishkas Yankov. Maybe that's why he made the Minig based on the Mishkas Yankov, Shoy Oz Bishaitai, who have Bez the Mekah Karlin. He was the Rav at the time in Karlin, and then he writes in parentheses, Vayamaritz Maitis Marna Admar Kimisuper. And the Mishkas Yankov very much held of the Rebbe, the Karlina Rebbe, the Beis Aharon, Kimisuper, like it's told. I searched, there's some, you know, some Chassidish Maises between the Mishkas Yaakov and the Beis Aharon, so that's what he says. That's the only connection so far that I've found with them. Now, the most mefursim of the tshuvas, of course, or one of the most famous of the tshuvas, is the Erevin that we talked about before, that really happened earlier, before he was in Karlin, that he argues with the Beis Ephraim, in Archaim Kuf Chav to Kuf Chav Beis,
are these tshuvas of Mishkanes Yaakov. And to boil it down, there's three yesaidas the Mishkanes Yaakov holds. Number one, the Rav Rishonim hold to be a Rishus Rabbim, as long as you're 16 amas wide, you do not need 600,000 people going through. Number two, Rabbi Mevat Mechitza, if you have streets and people, there's a Rav that goes through a Mechitza, they're Mevatalit, and therefore a regular Tzuras HaPasach won't help. And number three, that a Pirtza Asara is Min HaTaira. Those are the three main Yesaidas that lead him to Ishita and the big Machlaikas with the Beis Ephraim. There's a Sefer Kovetz Likra Shabbos Malkus that was put out as a Sefer Zikaron. Yedidi Reb Moshe sent me to this Maramokim. Omen Kufna Dal was put out in Forest Park. In Lakewood, as a Sefer Zikaron, there's a Hisafa of Ksav Yad to the Tshuva and Simon Kufchaf they have over there. Reb Meir Slutsker, that we mentioned before, quoted his father, Reb Yosef Slutsker, that he said that Reb Chaim Volozhiner said that the words of the Beis Ephraim is fascinating. This is a Peldika thing. The words of the Beis Ephraim, remember the Beis Ephraim was 20 years old, it was the Gadol Hadar, Kineged the Mishkanes Yaakov, are like an Avreich, like a younger man who's been Mefalpel, Kineged a Goin Zokein Umayushav. Ad Kan, Divrei Rabbi Yosef Slutsker, Dvarim Nifloin. In Bris, they say that in Volozhin, they used to wait for every letter that used to come between the Mishkanes Yaakov and the Beis Ephraim. They would, Reb Chaim was waiting, and they say that that even the Rebbetzin, Reb Chaim's Rebbetzin, used to wait for the post to come and to hear what was coming on. And when Reb Chaim read the Beis Ephraim's answer to Mishkanes Yaakov, he turned to his Rebbetzin and he said, "The Gitzlianer hatfalarin." The Gitzlianer was the Beis Ephraim. He lost. In other words, he lost the Machloikas. That's what they say in Volozhin. Now, as we know, I mean, the Mishkanes Yaakov himself says that he was coming against the Minhag of Klal Yisrael for hundreds of years to be Mekel. He himself said he's coming against that. The Be'er Halacha in Shin Samach Daled brings the Mishkanes Yaakov and as a machmir, he brings him Halacha as the Mishkanes Yaakov. It's a Pella that he doesn't even bring the Beis Ephraim. I listened back to my share on the Beis Ephraim and I made a mistake there and I said he does bring the Beis Ephraim. And I think I mixed up the Beis Ephraim and the Beis Meir, because at the end of that Be'er Halacha it says Chen Kasa Beis Meir. So the Pella is, and I saw in that Likra Shabbos Malkus, so they also, whoever was writing the Agdama to that issue over there, he says also a Pella that the Mishabura didn't even bring the Beis Ephraim. He didn't bring the Beis Ephraim. It's Yadua. Mishabura very much also is very Machmir Hukas Erevin. You know, in Aruch HaShulchan, it's Pumfakar, the Aruch HaShulchan always went with Minhagi Yisrael. He writes, it's kilu yotza baskal, like the Mekilim, and this is how it's been for hundreds of years, so he's not so happy to be Ma'ara Minig Yisrael. Okay, Ad Kan, this is why Erevin is a very big tumult in Olam HaTorah. So that's the Mishkanes Yaakov. He has a second sefer called Kehilas Yaakov, which has some tshuvas, as we'll see in a moment, some chidushim and zrayim and moyed. He himself prepared them for printing. He signed Akdama Yud Alev Yomim Cheshvin Tuf Reish Hey. He himself was Nifter only a month or two later, or month later, not less than a month later, in Kislev of Tuf Reish Hey. But they were only printed after his Petir and Tuf Reish Zayin. In his Akdama he writes, Benoy Banisim Beis Mishkanois Laver Yaakov. I already built a house of Mishkanois, of a dwelling for Yaakov in the year Tufkov Tzadivav. And now I have Oit Chedush and Beshas. And explaining the Paiskim Rishonim, Laharis Makarim, to show their source, Bavli Yerushalmi. And I have Oid Chelik Sheni, a second Chelik of the Sefer, that has in Yoni Chuvas Yikarim, Ulasher Kikoichi Umizgi Rafamoid. Again, he says, because of my nature and my Kayach is very weak. He says, again, Basi Pam Barucha Pam Miksara, sometimes I still speak longer, sometimes shorter. The Karasi Shem Kilas Yaakov. Why am I calling it Kilas Yaakov? Yan Kibaynis Nikalu V'Nikbitzu Harbe Sugias. Because in here it was gathered together many sugias v'inyanim nechmadim some dear inyanim b'divrei Hashas v'apayskim. And at the end, before he signs it, he says, "Kenoy Yizakeni Hashem Shemermi Lishtasheya B'Nimos Teiras Hakadosha, to enjoy the pleasantness of His Torah." Because Keni v'Yam Teini should strengthen me, lahavin ulahaskel divrei chachamim uvisaydaisam, to understand the words of the chachamim and their yisaydais, uvamitus teirasei, and the truth of the Torah, yadri cheni shall lead me, but yareini niflois, and he should show me niflois in his Torah. Kasha yisbalu nim zmiris Yisrael like David HaMelech davin gal einai v'abita niflois mitayra secha. Open my eyes, I'm able to gaze on the flaws of your Torah. Ve'irava de'ema milsa tiskabel. It should be yiratzen that I should say something that's tiskabel. And then he signs it Yud Alf Yomim in Cheshvan of Tafresh Hei. His son in Akdama Tekilos Yaakov, he writes, Kashi yadua l'kol godu chalishas gufoi v'rakas mezgoi. Again, everyone knows how weak he was and how sensitive he was. Kol yom of his whole life. Yomim Higiu, the days came, ki gavru alav chalishas ayoid, batichbar alai avoida. He became very weak, and the avoida came on me more to help him out, lahavitz mayaynois of levim iksav, that to bring his wellsprings to writing. You know, he couldn't write anymore, so I had to write for him. He says, anoichi kizach sa nafshi lishma mipid dvar Hashem, I was zoicha to hear from his mouth to dvar Hashem, sometimes you explain it to us in length. He would read it to us. And we write it down. So even though in the Kilas Yaakov, in the Akdam, he says he sometimes came Barucha Biksara, doesn't even mean he wrote it. It means he said it Barucha, and we wrote it down. Sometimes he told us in brief, he would just say some of the details. He gave us the keys of the buildings. I don't know if sometimes his son then built it up and explained what his father meant, or he just left it at that. It sounds like he built it up, if I remember correctly, from Akdama more, that he added in things and he built what his father said. After many days, his pains were getting greater. Becoming very weak. His strength was waning. Every day was getting less and less. He was close to 64. So I said before, he was 64 in Tafresh Hei, the beginning of Tafresh Hei. He was close to 64, it says here. So that's why it could be he was born in 1781, that neighborhood. In Kislev, Yom Shlishi of Seder Toldos, Shanazu of this year, Ajayim Aleph L'Seder Vayetze V'Yakov, so Toldos Vayetze was a whole of 1 week. Yom Yom Higdol of Chalya, every day he got sicker and sicker, Makasa Enusha, V'Cholay Surega. So that was on Tuesday of Toldos. The next Sunday, Yaimalef Babaker Hischel Daber Imanu Harbe started speaking with us many things, Minyone Talichas Hazman, things of what was going on at the time, V'Teyelis Yitziris Hanushi, and what the purpose of a person's creation is. Oydish Miyanu, also, we heard from him, Harbe Sugyas Hashas, Umaymore Zayar HaKadosh. Ad, he says, at one point, I put my ear to hear from his mouth, Divrei Kodshai. And he opened his eyes and he saw me there and he put his hand on my head and he told me, you know how much I toiled and worked so hard in my chibur, and I prepared it. I hoped Hashem was going to give me a refuah, and I'd be able to print the sefer. However, thoughts of a person, I don't know how much longer I'm going to live. So I'm asking you to quickly, you know, that after I'm nifter, quickly, as much as possible, try to bring my chiburi atfos, bring my chibur to be printed. Yadati ki tichbar avoida. He says, I know it's going to be a hard job, and it's going to be expensive. He says, but my sons and daughters, Bonai Obnoisai, Kol Beis Yaakov, Heima Yeh Bazrecha, they'll all help you. Lizakenu, Lizchais Nishmasi, for my schus, the schus of my neshama. Kazois, Vikazois, Yishmanu, Yoim Yoim. Vayitzaveni Alkocha, every day, this is what he told us, day after day, and he commanded me to do it. And Yoim Dalid, so this was on Sunday of Parshas Vayetze, Yoim Dalid, Achar Chatzi HaYoim, Pogdeni Likroi Lefon of Diver Ramban HaKadosh. After Wednesday afternoon, he commanded me to read in front of him the words of the Ramban Bevir Al HaTeira. Kasher Kol Yimei Chayav Yoim V'Laylo Hoysi Yigyasa, by his whole life, he toiled in the words of Ramban Al HaTeira. And before he was Nifter, he showed us how much he eats Chavivus for this, the Ramban is. And how hard it is for him to leave the Ramban. The schus of the Ramban, learning his Pirush al HaTorah, was Oymed for our father, Kol Yimei Chayav. Here, Beledaber Libeinu Dvarav Ani'imim, he spoke a lot to us, very pleasant words, Lashki Ruchenu Mitzovim V'tugin Nafshenu, to cheer us up, to make us, that we shouldn't be so sad. Achatzayis HaLayla, Pasku Divrei Kodshai, until Chatzayis HaLayla, when he stopped talking, Yoimacher B'chatzi Hayoim, and the next day, halfway through the day, Nisvakash B'yeshiva Shomayla, Yotzah Nishvasi B'Tahara V'Yigva Yaakov V'Yaakov Halach L'Darkoi Vav Kislev Tov Reish Hei of 1844. And like I said last week, he was buried. I saw here he was buried in the old Beis HaKvaros in Karlin. And as we said, 7 years later, his brother was buried right next to him. Who are his children? In the Pinkus of Chevra Kadisha Loimdei Shas. There was a Chevra of Loimdei Shas of Karlin. There are four sons listed there. Two of them are called Harav, Harav Chaim, and Harav Avram. One of them is called Alexander Sender. Alexander Sender is the son who put out the Kilos Yaakov that we've just been quoting. Now, in the Sharblat of the Kilos Yaakov, it said it's being brought to print by Harav, Hacharav, Hamafursam, Hanogid, Merin Rav Sender. And the last son that's in there in the Pinkus of the Elohim Deshas is Moshe Aaron. Now, we said before, Benoisai, he had daughters, so at least it seems he had at least two daughters. So, he had one daughter that Fegela was married to someone, Reb Tzvi Chaim Zaltzman. Tzvi Chaim Zaltzman, he learned Beveis Chaisna in his father-in-law's house by the Mishnas Yaakov, but he was Nifter in the year Tav Kuf Tzadi Tes, a few years earlier, in 1839, she became an Almana. She made a shul in Minsk, I'll shame her husband, Rev Zaltzman, but it became known as Fegela's Klois, or Fegela's Shul. The Chavetz Chaim learned there in Tav Reish Chef Beis, and 20-odd years later, Chavetz Chaim learned in Minsk for a year or two in Fegela's Klois, or Fegela's Shul. So this is his daughter. Now, we know the Karen Oira Nakdama mentions that who helped them print the Karen Oira was their cousin, Reb Yaakov's daughter, Fegel, the wife of Reb Zisel Rappaport. So she seems she remarried to someone named Reb Zisel Rappaport, HaGevira, HaMefurav, HaMefurzemes, the famous Gevira, which makes sense that she made this clothes. She was a very wealthy lady. Now, in who was his other son-in-law? So in the Eis of Chiddush HaTorah that we quoted last time, that has from Reb Aaron's father's Ksav Yichus, that their grandmother was a sister of the Mishkas Yaakov Yaakov Karlin. So it says that Rabbi Yaakov Karlin had a son-in-law named, it's interesting the way they write it. He had a son-in-law, Reb Zisel Rappaport from Minsk, and he had a son-in-law, Reb Shalom Ratner, father of Arava Goyna Gvir, Mephorsam, Anoidil Amitzko, B'Shem, Reb Chatzah Ratner, Mimalev, Bala Mechaber, Sefer, Yevasser Toif. So his other son-in-law was someone named Reb Shalom Ratner. Now, on the bottom, I don't know who wrote these footnotes, they write, he had another son-in-law, Reb Tzvi Zaltzman in Minsk, and his wife, Fegela, made a yeshiva al-Shemai called Fegela Shul. Now, on the top, when they wrote the Ksav, the Reb Shner Zalman Pinnis wrote the Ksav Yichus, he didn't write Reb Zisel Rappaport's wife's name, right? He didn't write his wife's name. So on the bottom, whoever put this on the bottom says, well, there was another son-in-law married to Zisel named Reb Tzvi Zaltzman. Now, L'chaira, we know, as I just said before, from the Karen Ira, that Reb Zisel Rappaport's wife was the same Fegela. Same Fegela. So it wasn't another daughter, it was another son-in-law, because married to the same daughter, first to Reb Tzvi Zaltzman, and the second one was her second husband was Zisel Rappaport. It's like Chassan Noisef Shabal Mishkanes Yaakov. So it sounds like it sounds like they weren't saying it's married to the same daughter, but clearly it was, as we're saying, married to the same daughter, Fegela, who had the famous Fegela Shul, Fegela's Klois. This is the Mishkanes Yaakov. But the Shtickel Pella is, and the person who put out the Mishkanes Yaakov, I'm not aware that the Mishkanes Yaakov was really reprinted very much. It's the one that was printed by I think his name is Rav Scheinberger, who was the Einikol of the Karen Oira. He he writes, you know, it wasn't really reprinted at all. And the Sefer Kehelas Yaakov also very not benimsa. It's interesting to say, even though the Mishkas Yaakov has clearly made his mark on Klal Yisrael in many, many different oifanim. Schusa yogin aleinu v'al kol Yisrael. Have a wonderful day, everybody, and kol tov.